upon this point, my dear brother, they say Madinah Munawwara, city of welcome. City of welcome. Go with an open heart, a clean phone. I've come to change, Ya Rasulullah. I've come to change. We'll conclude on this. Prepare from Makkah Mukarrama, start making Tawbah, clean our files, Ya Allah, sort out my clothing, sort out my parda, sort out my thoughts, forgive everyone, forgive the files of my heart and everything else. I'm going to Madinah Sharif. I'm going for that safar. Nabi of Allah is waiting for me right now. Nabi of Allah is waiting for me right now. When we go there, take our time for the masturat for the men and sit down in the haram, wherever we can, possible. Whether in the front, outside. Whether in the old masjid. Women get chance to go in the old masjid also. It's called a masjid al-qadim. When they go to the main masjid, the old masjid, to the left hand side is the roda. Go and try this, my dear brothers. Go and sit there. Go sit there, you get a chance. Asr to Maghrib, after Isha, or Maghrib to Isha. Go and sit there facing the Qibla. And the roda Mubarak is to your left hand side. Nabi Ali Salatu Islam is alive. The niyat you are making, Ya Allah, we're coming to sit in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Once I asked Hajina Qud Aslam, when you go to the haram of Madina Munawwara, that is it right to go look for some buzruk or something there? He said, Monana, because buzruk is in the Roda Mubarak. Why are you looking for anybody else? Go and sit by him. Go as close as you can. Leave everybody else. Just go and sit there. Open your heart and connect to his heart. Just one footnote, which recently we experienced, when we get to make salat and salam. Without the heart and mind, do I go? I'm going to meet the Rasul of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's alive. He knows me by name, my father's name, parents' name. He knows all about me. My whole hisab kitab is by him right now. How do I go and meet him? So one point came to mind, I shared this to Hazrat Wala. I said, Hazrat, just having you in my life as my sheikh, just having you in my life as a sheikh and loving you for the sake of Allah. Loving someone only for the sake of Allah. What does it mean to love for the sake of Allah? Usad explained this. Easy to say, I love you for the sake of Allah. What does it mean? And this Sunnah the Nabi says, love somebody for the sake of Allah. Go and tell him, I love you for the sake of Allah. What does it mean? It means, even if you chase me away, it will be like a kutta also. Whether you shout me also, then too, I'm still going to sit here. My ears won't turn color also. My face won't turn. I just love you for who you are. Just love for the sake of Allah. I just want to be with you. Just muhabbat for the sake of Allah. So I said to Hazrat, Ya Hazrat, that excitement that comes in the heart when I see you, just to meet you, to come when I just pass your house, in my Hazrat's house, he says, where I learned the love of Allah. Then this is you in the masjid, the excitement that comes. When you start the bayan, now I understand the excitement when I'm going to meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, when I'm excited to come and meet you, now I'm going to meet now the king of all kings of the dunya, Nabi alayhi wa sallam. How I must walk, I'm going to meet him right now. The excitement that builds in the heart. Now I'm standing there making salam to him. I want to make salam with my husband. I want to hug him, I want to kiss him. Then I said to Hazrat, now I understand. When I'm standing by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this thought comes to mind, that, oh my beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if I could, if it was possible, for the men, Ya Rasulullah, I would have come and swept your home for you tonight. I would have fed you the food. I would have put surah for you in your eyes. I would have combed your zulfa for you. I would have given you a massage. I would have rubbed your feet the whole night. I would tell you about my life. Make dua for me. For the masturat, Ya Rasulullah, I would have cooked food for you. I would have sent for you. I would have baked for you. All Azad Mutaharat, full day of homes with food, so you don't go hungry. I would check on your household every day. I would come myself as a domestic and a helper to come and sweep your house, Ya Rasulullah, as if you are doing it at home now. The Nabi of Allah, I would have done this for you also. Now see how you enjoy speaking to Rasulullah. He's alive, I can talk to him. So go sit in the old masjid and start talking to Nabi Sallallahu. What we talk to him, Nazar says, Ya Rasulullah, I've come to you to appoint you as my advocate to fight my case in the court of Allah, and you're such an advocate whose case you'll never lose. You'll always win. So I've come with my entire file. Here's my file, Ya Rasulullah. Now what's the file? Sit there, and now you can speak to him. Then the youngster came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi of Allah, my lust is finishing me. Give me permission to make zina. And Nabi Allah explained to him, you have a mother, you have a sister, how would you like somebody do this to her? They put his hand on that Sahabi's chest and he made dua for him. Allahumma hassin farja wa tahir qalba. Ya Allah, keep him chaste. Ya Allah, purify his heart. He never felt again to make zina. Ya Rasulullah, who do I go to? Who's going to put their hand on my chest and make dua for him? Come here to Rosa Mubarak. Ya Rasulullah, you put your Mubarak hand on my chest. And how it will happen, Allah will make it happen. The Sahabi came, oh, Ya Rasulullah, this new shawl that Allah has given you, give it to me. And he pulled it so hard, he left a mark on his neck also. Bedouin. And people are telling, oh, smile at him. He took it out and gave it to him. Took it out and gave it to him. Nobody was empty-handed. I'm sitting here, Rasulullah. I opened my file, Ya Rasulullah. From the time I became baligh, I did this, and I did this, and I did this, and I got involved. My weeping and my swearing and all that. That in my tongue, my mind. I started opening up our files and put it to him, Ya Rasulullah. And when he started opening up the files, he won't stop. Because there's so many things I've got in my files right now, I can't even tell my wife those things too. I tell her, she might now just leave me. But I can say to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, oh Nabi, if Allah has my file. Now you present it to Allah, I fight my case. Fight my case and ask Allah to put me right now. To put me right. And this is the place of tashkil. My tashkil is for life now. What is your work is my work. I am the worker of the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Understand this, my dear brother. Ihsan Shah will just say, ki hum Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam ke kaam karne wale hain. We are the workers of the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything else is secondary. I am working for him. This is my kaam. Everything else I'm doing business is support this with. This work over here.